You know, I'm so excited about the podcast today because we've been talking about relationships. Life is all about relationships. You know, the people you work with, the people you want to date, you're like, I'm not dating anymore. I'm married. Well, you're supposed to be dating still. So we're going to cover a few topics in this bonus podcast. It's not a sermon with me, so I don't know if I want to go 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, but we're going to talk. I also love it when you like screenshot it if you like it and put it on Instagram. It cranks my tractor. So let's talk a minute about something I've noticed about myself, anger. Anybody ever been angry? I mean, anger is not like anti-God because the Bible even says be angry, but sin not. So anger is a natural emotion, but the Bible says don't sin when you're angry. So when I get mad, most of the time it's because somebody got hurt and I get upset, I feel insecure, I'm in fear, and then I just fly off anger. And so when we want to talk about that, we're like, I don't want to talk about that because, you know, when I feel frustrated or angry, it makes me feel weak. No, listen, everybody gets angry. One of our strengths, though, that we need to work on is saying, hey, don't, when I get angry, when I feel the tension, when I feel the fear, take a deep breath, calm down, and let's talk about it. Communication is key in everything. So many times relationships fail because they fail to communicate. You think the person's thinking something they're not thinking at all. Another thing that diffuses anger oftentimes in, you know, by having conversation is, I don't know what the word I'm looking for right now is, it's not transparency, vulnerability. That's it. Vulnerability. I was recently in a conversation and felt with me and Nicole, and there was a lot of things going on. We were good at home. It's just like work. There's a lot of things at work, and man, it's a problem when you're the boss and you're the husband. And she was talking to me about stuff, and she was doing a good job, but then I just felt overwhelmed, and I had been just so overwhelmed all day with meetings. I just kind of said, hey, Nicole, it's going to be all right. And I know you're feeling a lot of pressure right now, but so am I, and I kind of teared up. It's like, there's not, how could you cry? I wasn't crying because I lose my mind. I just seriously, like, so she ran over to me and started hugging me. And now she was kind of going at me a little bit. But now she's like, pat me on the head. You're going to be okay. I'm not saying I cry because I'm weak. I'm vulnerable. People like vulnerability. The thing, you know, my wife wants me to be strong. No, she just doesn't want you to be the other S word. Stupid. So if we don't have to be strong for the Lord, we're strong in the Lord in the power of his might. So that's what I want to kind of, you know, I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because if you don't become vulnerable and you don't discuss it, the pent up anger ends up going to the next level, which is rage. So you see people like, they go, man, they lost their mind. They didn't overcome the anger. So that's why they shot the person. That's why they did what they did that you would have never thought they would do, because they didn't learn to control the anger. So overcoming anger isn't easy, but we need to walk in victory because our Heavenly Father desires us to have good things in life. And one of the things he wants us to operate in is discipline. Okay. So if we can discipline ourselves in love, the perfect love casts out fear. The Bible said love never fails. Then the Holy Spirit will speak to our heart and say, hey, man, you know what? You need to operate in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. When you start thinking that way, no longer are you emotionally charged, losing your mind. You'll actually learn to get along with people, okay? So listen, some of the other things I want to talk about, in fact, next week I want to talk about sex with you guys, so don't miss that topic. But when you are, again, out of control with anger, oftentimes it just causes rage, bad feelings, and now you go around and people say, man, you look angry, you feel angry, again, because we're not controlling our emotions. So we got to learn to control those emotions. That's why I like doing this bonus podcast, just to kind of get you in my mind. Again, Christians get angry too. Christians can be angry, but we can't be overcome with anger. So we got to pray and say, God, what is it? Why did that make me so mad when they said that or that person did that? Sometimes it triggers you. And there's a trigger that triggers your emotion, and now you're triggered because your last husband said that, or your last, you know, boyfriend said that, or and the person at work said that, and you're like, you know, nobody's going to treat me like that ever again. Don't speak to me that way. Well, they weren't that out of control. You got triggered, and now the anger led to rage, and the rage did not allow you to have conversations. Remember the other day, if you're just listening to this, a couple of weeks ago, I talked on the podcast that we got to listen to understand. Listen to understand. So when the pressure comes and blurs your vision and they pop your bubble and they hit your button, you got to realize, you know what? I don't think this is about this. I think it's about something else. That's why I think timing and conversations are important. So the Bible says that we should confront one another in love. So confrontation is good. Confrontation being mad, not so good, right? So the way we confront people is look at the situation, look at the relationship, look at the timing, and then you determine, is this wisdom? I want you to think about that. Is this wisdom to deal with this right now? When confronting, if you're dealing with a person that has anger issues, like my dad was very angry. His dad was very angry. So guess what? It's kind of like ugly. It's hereditary. If your daddy had it, you might have it. So I know that I can get angry. So knowing that about me, I know, hey, don't put myself in situations to where I'm dealing with hard situations that are going to be emotionally charged, that are going to actually affect me physically and make me angry and going to make me say things or going to completely zap my energy. Real love says, wait a minute. I need to think about what I'm thinking about. I need to think about my day. I need to think about how I'm going to respond to this. So sometimes, you know, they talk about safe words, right? It's like, hey, let's use a safe word here. I will tell Nicole or even people in my staff, I'll say, you know what? I've had about 19 meetings today. By the way, that's not an exaggeration. I have had that just today when I'm recording this. I've been in a lot of meetings. So by the end of the day, I got to go, guys, I can't solve all these problems today. I am completely zapped. I don't want to give you this part of me. So if you can hold this off, well, I've been waiting to talk to you all day, especially if you work with people, right? If the people that you work with all day actually happen to be married to you or they're your kids, sometimes we end up having meetings all day with other people and then we go home and have meetings. It's not a place to have meetings. Now we're like, I hate going home. I hate our life. No, we go home. We don't talk about that. Talk about stuff regular humans talk about. Let's find a show on Netflix or let's watch some YouTube videos. We got to know our limitations. Does that make sense? By the way, I want you to screenshot some of this and share it so other people listen to it, as well as at the end of this, would you please write a little blurb about it at the bottom? Give me some comments that help more people see it. Again, next week, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about sex inside marriage. And so I think you're absolutely going to love it. Hopefully today helped you a little bit. It's the end of the day. I just wanted to give you this bonus podcast. I preach my regular sermons normal, but today I just wanted to drop a little bit of, hey, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm aggravated. That's normal. You can be angry. You just can't sin.